Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Tuesdays. Walk with us. We are walking in wellness. This is the first Soul Purpose Tuesday of the new year 2014, and we are committed to walking in wellness and to make us, to help us in this journey, in this commitment, and to stick to it. Returning again is Fitness, that's P-H-I-T-N-U-S, founder, Phoenix K. Jackson, and we are following along with Fitness 21-Day Focus, and that's P-H-O-C-U-S, Challenge. So we want to bring Phoenix on the line, and we are just going to share. We have 30 minutes. We're going to knock it out for you. In this 30 minutes, I need you to commit to being well. We want to do it body, mind, and spirit from the inside out. And please, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. You have the opportunity to ask questions. We are taking advantage of the technology. The chat room is open. Links are posted. Come introduce yourself. Follow the links. And as I bring Phoenix on the line, what I would like everyone to do, please first take a moment and like our page. And it's I'm Walking in Wellness. Like our page on Facebook, facebook.com/ I'm Walking in Wellness. That's I am walking, W-A-L-K-I-N-G. N-I-N, wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, I'm walking in wellness. So please take a moment and like our page. And then I need you to open up a window for the fitness. Now, there are two things. You can like our page, which is I'm Walking in Wellness on Facebook, and you want to also like fitness page. That's P-H-I-T-N-U-S, like their page on Facebook as well. And Phoenix will let you know when you go there, keep a window open. We can have more than one because you'll be able to follow along. And then also go to fitness.com, P-H-I-T-N-U-S. Keep that window open so you know what you need to purchase to help you along with the challenge. So with no further ado, I bring to you Phoenix K. Jackson. Hi.
Hi, hi, Jacqueline. How are you again?
Fine. How are you again?
I am good. I am good today. Thank you so much for highlighting the Fitness Focus Challenge. I really, really appreciate it.
Yes. And we do have some guests in the chat room. So shout out to the chat room, all of those laying in the cut. You know, please take a moment, introduce yourself in the chat. So, Phoenix, tell us, you know, first, you know, we have new audience, so quickly tell everyone what is fitness and then let us know about the 21-day challenge.
Yes, so fitness is, and as Jacqueline spelled it, P-H-I-T-N-U-S, Fitness is an African dance and fitness workout series. But it's not just, you know, movement. We have emotional and mental health and wellness as well. So a lot of our curricula and everything that we push just involves mental health and wellness as well. And we get down to live training. We have yoga. We have two dance levels, and it is amazing. Women are responding very well to the series so far. I'm getting really good feedback on it.
It's great. And so now, what is this focus, this 21-day focus challenge?
So we all know that at the beginning of every year, everyone has their New Year's resolutions. A lot of people want to lose weight. A lot of people want to shift their lifestyle and just generally change something about themselves. So we created this 21-day challenge where they actually get guidance throughout the 21 days on the DVD, which workouts or which yogic warm down to do, how to participate. They get an affirmation. They get a nice thought or a focus to think about for that particular day. And so it's just pretty much we're using 21 days to shift their thought pattern, shift their health habit, and it's, you know, just basically a good challenge for the beginning of the year.
Great. So, you know, since we have a few guests and all and people coming in, just tell us a little bit, give us a little bit about what inspired you to be here, you know, and why this, why fitness and why the focus that you take toward fitness.
Yeah, so I have an extensive background in dance. I also have a background in mental health, in business. So I've tried to find ways, like, how can I incorporate all these different things that seem so far apart, you know, and benefit for women? As we know, women make about 90% of the health decisions in any household. So I wanted to start a program that would focus around women, focus around their decisions and having healthier decisions with themselves, their husband, their children, just their general household. So fitness actually started under a different name and organization a few years ago in the inner city in Denver. And it just branched out to L.A. about a year after it started. And we started seeing how women were really, really attracted to the dance moves, how women were losing weight, I mean, getting trim, Jacqueline, looking all types of good. We saw how the women were, you know, their bodies were responding to these movements and how we were working them just on a one-time basis, one time a week, you know. But I also saw that yes, they would be in the class, you know, working out, feeling good, but as soon as they went home, sometimes they would make eating decisions and lifestyle decisions that would counter everything they had just done. So we actually started to, I use my platform as a professor at the University of Denver to actually bring in women there to talk to them about emotional health and wellness, relationship wellness, just all the different things that you would, you know, have that would go along with having a full wellness program. I brought them in to teach them that as well. And over time, it just developed into fitness and developed into what it is today. And we're a new brand, but our concept is not our concept is has not been done at all. These two things of mental health and wellness, physical health, has not been meshed at all. So it's pretty exciting.
All right, now it is. It's exciting. And so, again, shout out to everyone in the chat room. Take advantage of the platform. You know, for those of you who may not know, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I'm a marketing strategist by trade, and I'm also chairperson of the Urban Tech Fair. So we want to leverage this technology to our advantage. So we are here networking, so please introduce yourself so we can all see who we're in common with. And also take advantage of the chat room. We posted the link so that you can definitely follow along. Now, today is day 3 of the challenge, right? So, you know, what are we to do?
So each day we have an affirmation, a thought, so the women can actually think about the affirmation, and then we have a task for the day. So each day they're either going to be commanded to do the yoga warm down, the level one, or the level 1.5 in the DVD, assuming that the women have the DVD. And I also put into a note that if a woman does not have the actual dance DVD, they can still follow along and do the affirmations and actually meditate on the thoughts of each day. So today we do have we are in our day three, and today's affirmations, I meet each day with gratitude. And it's something very simple, but something very thought-changing and life-changing when someone actually greets their day, greets their world with gratitude, simply saying thank you, simply starting out their day, ending their day with appreciation for the things that they do have. So today we're actually just focusing on gratitude. And for all the women out there who do have the DVD, thank you so much for supporting and thank you so much for purchasing it. And today they're going to be doing the yoga warm down. So we're not dancing yet. Three days of yoga to kind of center ourselves, stretch our bodies, and tomorrow you're going to kick your butt. It's on and popping tomorrow. So get ready.
Okay. All right. So what is the affirmation for the day?
It's I meet each day with gratitude.
Okay. All righty. Now, we do have a caller on the line, and everyone in the chat room, if you could do me a favor, please let us know. I meet each day with gratitude. Give us one thing that you are grateful for today. You know, what do you have gratitude for today? Just name one thing. And caller from the 954, hello.
Hey, how
hello?
You doing?
Fine.
Yes,
how are
me?
You? Yes, we can. We can hear you fine. Great.
Yes.
So introduce yourself,
blessed.
Sir.
Yes. I go by the name King Kevin Dorgle.
All righty. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Bless New Year's to you two ladies.
Thank you.
And
right.
everyone listening to the show. Yes, I'm a mentor and author, and I'm listening to the show and you're speaking about mental health and fitness. I think that's a great idea to combine the two, because actually having a good mental health, it goes a long way, you know, because in life you can get stressed out by so many things, and if you don't have like a good balance, a good spiritual foundation, you can easily get lost. You can easily succumb to pressure and things like that, and by eating healthy as well, it really does, you know, go a long way. So I'm very thankful that you ladies put this show together to teach and to empower people to take care of their mind, body, and spirit.
Thank you. And yeah, and like you said, it really hasn't been done, and everyone wants to look so good. Everyone wants to get, you know, trim, and they want to look tight. They want to get the beach body, but no one wants to do the work, the mental work or the emotional work to figure out how they've ended up unhealthy in the first place.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to work on, teaching them how to focus on. Because I think if you focus on that piece, everything else will just line into place.
That's true. And I also wanted to mention what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful to be able to pursue my dreams. And just that's powerful, you know, to actually have an idea and then to have them manifest. And that's one thing a lot of people have a problem with. You don't have an idea, and so how do you bring that idea to fruition? You know, like how do you go from something in your mind to something in reality? And I'm very thankful that I know who I am. I'm thankful that God, the revelation that I have and the power that God has given to me to continue pushing forward and making things happen. And believe it or not, by what you ladies are doing, you're inspiring other people to go after their dreams and goals, you know, just by the simple talk show, just by having a talk show and by helping them with their mental health, their physical health, spiritual health. That's a beautiful thing. So I'm grateful for what you all are doing. And I want to encourage you to continue and to push forward. And if you have time, you know, tune into my show. I have a weekly show on Wednesday. It's called The King Kevin Show, every Wednesday at 7. And I'm very grateful to be able to do that. Last week, we had a show called The Seven Types of Queens That Kings Desire. So we're going to do a part two on the 29th. But tomorrow's show is going to be about the power of believing in God. So I definitely hope we can encourage each other and get our followers to, you know, support and follow and tune in and things like that. Because I believe that as we all continue to pursue these different projects, we are encouraging other people to go after their dreams. So God bless all of you.
Okay, so Kevin, how do we tune into your show?
It's actually on Ustream, on Ustream.tv, or you go to my website, thecouragetobelieve.com.
Say that again, Kevin. You said it kind of quick.
I'm sorry. TheCourageToBelieve.com.
TheCourageToBelieve.com. Okay.
Then you see the link there on the homepage.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. And that's Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m.
Okay, that's great.
Or
and I thank you for your support. Kevin was the first one today to say he was going to come. He shared it, and he told people to, you know, come along and listen. So we thank you for your support.
Oh, definitely. You know, support each other. That's what I'm all about, that, supporting each other.
Great.
So, be sure to tag me next time you're having a show or anything. You know, tag me or invite me, and I'll do my best to participate.
Okay.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the words. Very inspiring, and I like the work that you guys are doing with the relationships and teaching about what men desire and things like that. That's really good. That's needed.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Are you guys on Twitter, by the way?
Yes.
Are you ladies on Twitter?
Yes, we're both on Twitter. Phoenix Gives the Fitness Twitter.
It's @fitness, so @PHITNUS, and my personal Twitter is @PhoenixKJackson.
Okay, and K.
PhoenixKJackson.
We definitely will. And it's also in the chat room. I'm Walking in Wellness. On Twitter, it's @walk, the letter N, wellness, Walk in Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, if you want to ever find me on any social media or Google, just do Taylor Adams, all one word, the number for me, Taylor Adams for me.
Thank you.
So Phoenix, what is our thought for today?
So our I really appreciated those words from that brother. I really appreciate that. I'm glad this is so interesting. So our affirmation is, I meet each day with gratitude. And our thought is, in 2014, we are more apt to receive more of what we want if we have appreciation and gratitude for what we already have. If all we said was thank you on a daily basis, it would change our energy throughout the day and open us up to receive more of the things we are truly grateful for. And I also posed a question at the end of the thoughts: what are you most grateful for? And so
okay. It
is a good thing just to focus on just that for the day. What are we truly grateful for? At the beginning of this year, when everyone wants to change so much, what are you actually appreciative of? What can you keep the same? What are you grateful for? And I want to add something really quick about my affirmations. I have an affirmation specialist. Her name is Ebony McWilliams. And she actually created all the 21 affirmations for the 21-day challenge. So I added in the thoughts. Most of the thoughts and information are things that are extracted from my book that I'm currently writing. But she did all the affirmations and lined them up, you know, for the challenge. And she did a very good job at, you know, pulling out affirmations that would make people think and you know, look a little deeper into what they truly want and what they truly need to change. So I want to tell her thank you so much to Ebony McWilliams.
All right. Okay, that's great. So just for the whole gratitude thing, it is so important. I think one of the biggest lessons I've taken away, I'm going to let everyone know I am a Super Soul Sunday junkie. I TiVo it. Anytime I go to church, I TiVo my Super Soul Sunday, and I go back and watch it because sometimes there's just so much going on and so much going on around me, and I don't drive, so I'm not necessarily in a car where I can just have and listen to certain things. And I just go back just to, not just to listen to certain conversations. I want certain type of conversations that going for me that's going to grow and empower me going on. But one of the biggest lessons I learned from, I watched a couple of shows this week, is walk in love. And it just when you start your day in gratitude, you move in love. And they said it's two things. You're either walking in love, or somebody else put the same thing, said you're either living in the house of love or you're living in the house of fear. That's it.
Yes, and it is that simple. It truly is that simple. And we, because of everything around us, all the things that have leaked and the seeds that are leaked and planted have been planted within us by everything around us, we don't see things. It's hard for us to see things that simple, that you're either on this end of the spectrum or you're on this end of the spectrum. And the more you are on the gratitude end and the love end and the appreciation end and the compassionate end, wow, you can manifest miracles. You can do so much and attract so much to yourself.
And that's where that statement had came from. It was the it actually was Miriam Edelman. Edelman, she did the, I actually have it written in my notebook, but do you remember the passage that the young girl was required to repeat in the spelling bee?
Oh, I am not.
The movie about the bee, the young girl in the spelling bee.
Are you thinking of Akilah and the Bee?
Akilah and the Bee, yes. I'm so bad with names. And remember, it was Killer and the Bee. And she was required to repeat that and, you know, realize that we're afraid of our greatness and we're afraid that we might shine. So, and we may overpower. So what we do, we settle ourselves, we dumb ourselves, we change ourselves so that we will fit in or we won't overpower anyone. And but she actually wrote that, and she's the one who spoke about that, and she said just that in order to manifest miracles. And they said miracles are already there waiting to happen. It's really the opportunity. It's for us to be ready to receive it. And
right.
If you look on it as if we're living and moving in fear, that's like having a closed hand and wondering why you don't get anything.
Yes.
If your hands are closed, you're bunched up, you can't receive. You can't receive. And so for all of those people who say, but this, they made the didn't that, then you have to go back is what is it that you want? What do you really want? If you want to be able to receive anything, you have to be open. You can't be in fear because you tighten up, you close up, all these things you do. And when that happens and it doesn't allow you to move, to be open to what's already there for you.
And that's something and I thank you for saying that about the closed hand, because it's really about vibration. It's like when someone's extremely angry or afraid, you can feel it in your body. You can feel the adrenaline inviting your body. And that makes you operate on such a lower frequency versus if you are in joy or
happiness.
Because
you tighten up. You close up. When you're angry, you can't help it. When you get angry, you tighten up. And you kind of start to shut down.
Yes, and you breathe in your upper chest instead of your lower abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
When you're angry, that totally changes the vibrations and the health of your cellular energy in your body. So for someone to be in gratitude and to be in joy, it's like you're resetting. You're inviting sunlight. You're inviting high energy and high vibrations into your physical self, into your cell memory. It's a pretty powerful concept to just be in joy and to be in gratitude. We know how we feel when, like women, and they're in a new relationship, or if a man just bought him a shiny new car or whatever, whatever people are really happy about at that moment, there's a difference in that feeling versus...
When someone does something so special and unexpected, sometimes it may not be super special, but so just unexpected, and it's just so...
Yes.
You're just grateful that somebody took the time and energy to have the thought, think about you. It may have provided you something you needed, that gratefulness, how you feel. But when you think about that and think about that feeling, how do you breathe? Where are your muscles at? When our muscles get too sore and tight, they actually have a poison in them. And that's the purpose of massage, is to help work out that poison, and that's why you want to also make sure that you drink water after massage so that you're flushing your system.
Yeah.
So if you think, start to think when you get angry, upset, get fearful, get scared, and sometimes I don't mean scared like somebody said boo, or you know, or you're afraid of a physical situation, but when you know you need to do something and you don't do it, or you're afraid to do it, you think you won't succeed, you know, when you're starting to make an excuse, start to think about how your body's reacting to that. Because, you know, stress is a real level, an indicator of our health. So as we think about the gratitude and we go along with our thoughts during this challenge, what I would like to challenge everyone as far as I'm walking in wellness is for you to get your Be Well Pack. Now, our Be Well Pack contains a sampling of all of our products. And it will really help you in being well, because we start off with our nutrition on the inside, which is our Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and that is a nutritional mix. So think of it like Tang. Remember Tang back in the day? It's orange like Tang, but it doesn't have any sugar. And the body needs, there are 90 essential vitamins and minerals and nutrients that the body needs in order for it to do what it's designed to do, which is to be self-healing. Whatever the body needs, if the body is optimal, it will be able to do that. But there are 90 essential nutrients and minerals and vitamins that the body needs to do that. So the Beyond Tangy gives you that. And then we have our Ultimate EFA, which is a wonderful omega complex mix. So it's not just omega-3s or omega-9s or omega-12s. It's a whole complex. And then we have, you know, your whole experience. We have a wonderful shower gel, and you can get a shower gel and lotion and the fragrance of your choice. We have everything from Caribbean ginger to Brazilian jackfruit. And Hollywood Fresh for all of those. Y'all, if you like the pH, then you might like the Hollywood Fresh, all your Hollywoods out there. So, and Hollywood Fresh is great for the men and the women. And but you get the fragrance of your choice, but you get a wonderful shower gel. And understand that all of our products are therapeutic grade, botanical-based, spa quality. Mm-hmm. And so they feed the skin. The skin is the largest organism. It is porous, so you have to be so mindful of what you are putting in your skin. And like our daily question we like to ask is what you're putting in your skin, putting on your skin, in your mouth, and allowing into your spirit, is it life-giving or life-robbing? And you need to understand that. Sometimes you don't know. So then that means that something may need to find out. And then we have our wonderful day cream for the face. So keep your face wonderfully moisturized. And the all-essential, which you're definitely going to need during your fitness challenge, is our Be Well Massage Balm. So whenever you tense up or for those muscles, because Phoenix is going to take you into the fitness challenge, you can just whip out your Be Well Massage Balm after you're done your fitness task. So just to let everybody, that's called the Be Well, and all you do is you just go, if you go to walkingandwellness.com, you can just click on the link, the Soul Purpose link, because it's our Soul Purpose product line. And that will take you there where you can just shop it. Or definitely like us on Facebook. When you go there, you will see it. Pick the aroma of your choice. And or just call. You can even just give a phone call, the numbers, everything will be posted. And I'll make sure you get what you need. But that's your whole Be Well pack, and we would love for everyone to start there, to start this year off with a journey of being well and to start, you know, feeding your body what you need. So now what's our fitness challenge?
And so with our fitness challenge, women can just join in at any moment and any time. They can go online to fitness.com, PHITNUS.com, and they can purchase the DVD, which is on sale right now for 50% off at $10.99. And they could also purchase our digital journal. So we have a digital journal that features all the 21 days. It is guided for the first 10 days with the thoughts and questions for the women to really focus on while they're journaling. But, of course, it's a journal, so you can use it at any time of the year. But women can jump in, or men, I'm sorry, let's not leave those guys out. Men and women can jump in any moment to do the challenge, and we have 2-3-day shipment on all of the orders, so you'll get everything within a few days. You can start the challenge. You can even go back and catch up if you would want, if you can do a guided practice on your own. But it's a really good challenge to take advantage of for the new year. As we all know, it takes 21 days psychologically to change any behavior. So if you're doing something that is within purpose for 21 days straight, you never know what's going to come out of that. You never know what's going to manifest positively out of that, but it's definitely going to be something positive, definitely going to be something high. Just go to www.fitness.com, and those two products are up there, and we'll get those shipped right out to you. You can join our challenge, or you can just follow us along on Facebook at facebook.com/fitness, and we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. The challenges are posted 3 times a day. 6 a.m., 6 p.m., and at 7:30 p.m. as well. So, you know, I don't know how often people check their social media, but it'll be up there for the women or the men to check and follow along and just, you know, meditate on the thoughts of the day.
Yes. So that's great. So now with the physical challenge, the yogic, huh?
The yogic warm down?
The yogic warm down, yes. So why do you choose a yogic warm down?
So I did it in our classes down in Denver. So after I worked those ladies hard for about 45 minutes, and they're sweating and they want to treat me down a flight of stairs because they're like mad at me because they're so sore. I brought in the yoga, brought in the stretching, snuck in a little Pilates, and it worked really well for just gingerly tuning down the muscles. And as you spoke earlier about getting massages and the muscles releasing poisons and toxins, yoga really can actually stretch the muscles out and get them a good reprieve after dancing so tough. I chose that into the video, but for the first 3 days of the challenge, I made it to where the yoga warm down is specifically where we're going to focus on. So we're getting the women to stretch and get comfortable with their bodies, get comfortable with their muscles, because they're going to use different muscles that they haven't used before. So it just works really well. Works really well. Mm-hmm. It's a good combination. Dance and yoga is a really good combination.
Yes. Now, I want to let everyone know we are on day 3 of the challenge, and you say, oh, I don't have a DVD. I'm too – don't even go on that road, because we're talking from gratitude. What you're grateful – that because of social media, the challenge is recorded, and you're grateful that you can still order your DVD, and you're grateful that you can still go through your affirmations and different things. And when you get your DVD, you get to do this over again till you really get your 21 days and get your habit started. And see, you know, and we're in the process of change. We're always in a process of growing. So 21 days, you'll do it another 21 days, and you'll be operating on another level, new things and new revelations and a new level of growth and fitness you'll experience from just doing the same thing. So don't think just because you're just getting it, because it's going to get you a minute. You know, give yourself about a week to get your DVD and your Be Well pack. But it's still, when you receive it, nothing is ever out of order. You're being listening to this program, hearing what you're hearing, and things being made available to you is in order. So the time
yes.
is now. And when you
Beautiful.
Receive it, that's the time.
Beautiful word. Beautiful word. You're circling around. Beautiful.
And
yes,
we want to yes. Well, I want us to make sure that we're supporting everyone, one another, and I want to let everyone know, too, just hit me up, Taylor Adams for me on Facebook, that's me personally, just hit me up there, because I am putting out a call, I'm going to be doing it tomorrow, for a strategic collaboration, and some parts of this collaboration are limited. But I started my sole purpose business because I love wellness. You know, I started years ago because I'm just a business-minded person. I started loving massage. So if I'm going to do massage and I need products, I just feel I should get them wholesale, you know. But I've been doing retail sales for years. That's just my habit. So in search for that, I have found it was before Soul Purpose, but I found the woman who founded Soul Purpose, which is Nadine Thompson. And I just want people to know I believe in her so wholeheartedly, and it is so important for us as the Black community especially. We must create a vertical paradigm. I don't care how small that paradigm is. And that's moving from ideal through retail consumption with Black ownership. That doesn't mean you can't do business with anybody. It doesn't mean that. It just means what it is. We've created a vertical paradigm, and we become our own gatekeeper. The problem is we allow too many other people to be gatekeepers, and then we're not effectively circulating dollars within our community. There really are no new dollars. It's how well you use what you have.
Yes.
And so that we can secure our schools, and we can have a voice, and we can get what we need. And we've already have everything we need. We're not using it. We're not recognizing it. And we're not leveraging it. So this strategic collaboration, Nadine Thompson is doing something and has done something no, very few women, and nonetheless Black women have done. What she has done in the direct sales industry and network marketing, the last person to do it was Madam C.J. Walker.
And she became a
billionaire. She's doing it now. Yes. And so it is imperative that we as a people support it and to make sure she's struggling to, to gain the respect. You know, I don't care how beautiful the people are. They don't give the same level of respect because we don't get the same amount of support. We were on a call. They said somebody could come up with the junkiest thing in network, and we all riding all over it. And I know so many of you are because I see you. You be trying to get me to get it on Facebook. And there's nothing wrong with network marketing. I'm a marketing strategist. It's very valid. I have nothing against it, and I'm always involved in it. The issue is it has to be based on a realistic product. And for me, I don't know, I'm just that kind of person. I always need to have value or provide value to someone else. I always want to be helping, and that's just me. But, these crazy kind of products that you go out and, you go all after and get people to purchase, but when you have someone in your own community who has your own interests, who supports things, we even have a relationship with Hidden Beach Record. How many, small labels can say that, they can go in partnership with a beauty and wellness company? And,
right.
and all the people in the company are there to help support. And they have independent artists. And it just goes on down the line when we support one another. So this strategic collaboration, I just want you all guys to come on. I had already said the fitness portion of the Walking and Wellness program is going to be fitness, P-H-I-T-N-U-S. I had a fitness section. Hey, somebody brought it up, Vickens, and what pops in my face? Fitness. So I have my fitness portion. And then, yeah. Brother Kevin came on and support and all. He does motivation, encouragement. He's an author. And we constantly need that in our wellness journey. So, Brother Kevin, you're aboard. But we're going to build a strategic collaboration so that we can fully service one another. And in the same position, make sure that Soul Purpose stands out and gets the recognition it deserves as a direct sell company, as this, dark fish in a sea of all these other companies. And it just takes each of us to do it. And it provides a product So I just want us all to be aboard. So to that end, make sure you go to www.fitnesspitnus.com, click on purchase and get your DVD and your journal for the challenge. And then I want you to make sure you go to www.imwalkinginwellness.com, and you'll see links there. I'm building the full website, but your links to your soul purpose will be there. And you also, I'm going to update the link and put the link to fitness. And then for Brother Kevin, he asked for us to go to www.thecouragetobelieve.com. So let's, you know, stay in gratitude today, and let's be in gratitude in this day, and that's it. So what I'm going to say, we're going to end this show. We're going to end it with a song called The Things You've Done For Me, since you talked about being grateful. That's it. But we're going to, Brother Kevin, you have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. We're going to start with you, and then we're going to end it with you, Phoenix.
Okay. Thank you.
Brother Kevin?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What would you like to share?
Well, you guys, just, you know, no matter what dreams or goals you have, just continue pursuing your goals, continue pursuing your dreams. Don't let what it looks like deter you. Just know that, you know, God made you specifically for a reason. You have a mission in life. So go after your dreams and goals with everything you have. Never give up. Keep moving forward. And God bless you all. Have a blessed and prosperous year.
All right. Peace.
Yes, yes. Blessings. Bye.
Thank you.
Phoenix?
Yes, yes. Sorry. So I would just like to say that I want people to start off 2014 knowing that they are whole in who they are, that they have everything they need right now to be who exactly who they are, where they're supposed to be, and how they're supposed to be. They're not missing anything, and they are a perfect work in progress. And I want them to know that anything that they gather along the way is here to add to that journey, to add to that perfection, but to know that they are really whole, and to start there. Start there.
Amen.